2. Agriculture. Listen to a lecture in an agriculture class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Moving on, let's talk about biofuel, which is, it's basically any sort of biological material, dead or alive, that can be used as a source of energy. As for biological material, anything goes, such as plants, wood, wastes, you name it. Today I'm going to go through the advantages and disadvantages of biofuel. Okay, the pros. It's a renewable fuel, meaning it won't run out like fossil fuels will. We can always grow more plants, right? Right now, scientists are experimenting with a fuel made from corn, called ethanol. This kind of fuel produces 50% fewer emissions, so it's better for the environment. Biofuels like ethanol will help keep smog out of cities. So these are some things that are pretty attractive about biofuels. Pretty exciting, actually. Now for the cons. Just because it's renewable doesn't mean that the Earth goes unharmed from its use. In fact, it still could contribute to global warming. For example, while they're being made, biofuels still put out gases that contribute to the greenhouse effect when they're burned. In addition, since many biofuels are extracted from plants, there would have to be more land used for agriculture. And if you ask me, for this reason, we really need to do more research on this subject.
1. What is the professor's attitude toward biofuels? Two. What is the professor's attitude about the connection between biofuels and smog? Three. What does the professor mean when he says this?
Now for the cons. Just because it's renewable doesn't mean that the Earth goes unharmed from its use. In fact, it still could contribute to global warming. For example, while they're being made, biofuels still put out gases that contribute to the greenhouse effect when they're burned.